Friday Night Football on 11-16 SEN, the 2015 Toyota AFL Premiership season.
SEN football is ready to go.
Hi, this is Jared McVeigh.
Hi, this is Trent Cotchin.
Welcome to SEN Footy.
It's showtime!
Tonight from the SCG, it's Sydney.
Smothered back that time, Parker got involved, picked up by Tippett, rolls the shoulders, can he kick a goal? Yes, he can! Great play by the big man.
And their ball movement going forward has been very efficient, which has added to their lack of scores against, I guess. So that's been a really good thing, and that's why they've been playing really well. They've made some subtle changes, and their players are in good form.
And Richmond.
Christmas again, he's able to barge past Murphy, away to Edwards, away to Green.
Game against a fantastic opposition, you know, 9-2, coming off the bye, their home deck, it's going to be a tough task. We're certainly up for it. We feel we travel well. A reasonable record against the Swans over previous times we've played up there, so we're looking forward to the challenge.
For Spectrum Business Park Mount Waverley, move your business to a better place. SpectrumBusinessPark.com.au. Unleashed inventory management, track every unit of your inventory anytime, anywhere. And Officeworks, your happy tax place where everything could be tax deductible. Here's Cameron Mooney, Nick Maxwell, Matt Granland and Anthony Hudson.
Straight into speaking to one of the star Swans. Unfortunately, he's injured, and that's Ben McGlynn. He's with us with thanks to Supergroups, and he's here in the box along with Moons and Maxie. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Benny. Thanks for being with us. Obviously, you'd rather be out there, though, because the boys are just about to warm up, ready for a big game against the Tigers.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, a couple of weeks back, hurt my hamstring in training, and so obviously, hopefully back next week and get back into the second half of the season.
I guess doing it when there's a bye helps because you miss at least one less game of footy.
Yeah, well, that's a positive. But, I could have played this week in the reserves, but we've just taken a cautious approach and, give it one more, another week on the training track and hopefully good to go next week.
How frustrating has your run been of late with the injuries?
Yeah, it's been pretty... It started back in pre-season. I had one on return, a calf injury, and then just prior to Christmas, another calf. And then a glute / hamstring in the first NAB game. So hasn't been a great run, but hopefully they're all out of the way now and I can get the body nice and sound and get into the second half of the season.
Benny, are the Swans better this year than last year?
Obviously, going into the break, we're better positioned in terms of win-loss. But, we've obviously got a lot of different looks now. You've got to obviously adapt to the way the game's going. But, haven't been out there a hell of a lot this year. I've only played the 6 games, but it does feel a little bit different from last year. So hopefully, it's on the better side and go one more.
Better? Do you feel more confidence amongst the group, or hard to judge?
Oh, it's hard to judge, but there definitely is confidence amongst the group. We know that our game plan will stand up if we deliver it for 4 quarters. But the competition is so even these days, and if you give it a window for an opposition to get in, then they can hurt you and. We need to play 4 quarters, and our game we're confident can stack up.
Benny, are we too hard on Kurt Tippett? We talk about the big pay packet. Does he kick enough goals? From you guys on the inside, how do you see his, season, or I guess his time in Sydney?
Yeah, look, it's probably been frustrating for Kurt. He's his first season here, he missed 11 games through suspension, and then come in had a good impact. Obviously, Buddy's come into the picture as well, and. But he's been adding a bit in the ruck, helping out Mike Pike this year, and I think it's been good that he can add a different element to his game because up forward, if it's not going his way, he kind of struggles a bit, but when it is, he's pretty dangerous. So we've got to keep being positive with Kurt and guide him through where we want him in the forward line and making him have an impact on the game. But he's definitely a player that is dangerous when he's on for us.
What about the Tigers, mate? I don't know if you've sat in any opposition meetings or what do you expect from them tonight?
Tigers are a team, if you let them get their run on, then they're going to be very dangerous. So hopefully the boys come out of the box tonight to stop their influence and not let them get their confidence up. But I didn't sit on the last meeting during the week. I was training, but no doubt it'll be a pretty fierce contest. And I think the midfield is where it's going to be won.
Have you got, looking at their forward line, where Vickery, Griffiths and Riewoldt, I mean, it's pretty potent when it's up and going. Have you got the back line to cover off on the tools, or is it more about the pressure up the field to make sure they don't get that easy ball?
Yeah, look, we obviously rely on the pressure from the mids and the forwards to help the defenders out, and if worst case it gets through, then we've got plenty of trust in Ted Richards, Heath Grundy, You know, Dane Ramsey's having a terrific season.
Sam Reed
can go back there if we need him. And Jeremy Laidler's one that can play tall or small. So we're confident the boys can hold up, but we obviously need to win it in the midfield and apply that pressure there.
The club announced, I think today, confirmed that Dan Hannabury is re-signed to the 2021.
Just lock him away.
How many blokes then are playing for bread and crumbs at the club? And are you
apart
one of them?
From you, Benny.
I'll be one of them. I'm out of contract next year, so there won't be much left after Hannes has taken it all.
You got Hannes, you got Buddy, you got Tippo.
Yeah. I'm sure Kennedy's
probably not
starving.
Yeah, well, all those boys live in Bondi, so I might have to move to Bondi to actually get a contract. But look, it's great. Dan's, you know, he's a leader of our footy club, and you know, as soon as he walked in through the club, he's been, you know, pretty strong in terms of how he wants to present himself, and he's a hard trainer, hard work on the footy field, as everyone can see. And no doubt in those 5 years that he'll definitely be up there as one of the stronger leaders in this footy club.
Hey, tell us about Tom Mitchell. You know, all last year we were sitting back for people in Melbourne going, why can't this guy get a game? He's racking up 40, 50 possessions in the kneeful. Now we've seen him play this year, and it was, you know, we're sitting back going, why has it taken so long? You know, what was it last year, and why even the start of this year wasn't he getting that game?
Yeah, look, it's been pretty frustrating for Tom, and you know, credit to him to sticking at it and having a positive attitude. But obviously Parker, Kennedy, you know, Kieran Jack, these guys inside are going to be the ones ahead of him. And Craig Bird was obviously last year holding him back from playing, and even earlier this year. But now Craig has obviously gone out, and Tom's got his opportunity. And all it was really an opportunity. But Tom, you know, he took it, and he's averaging 29 possessions a game. And so it's a good lesson for any young guy that coming into our team. If you do get that opportunity through injury or form of another player, then if you grab it with both hands, then, you know, it's only up to you if you're going to go out of the team.
Does that mean your role might change? You spent a lot more time through the midfield last year. Does that mean you might be a little bit more as that fifth forward going up?
Yeah, definitely. At the start of this year, I was more of a half forward. Played a few run-with roles against Geelong and Hawthorn, but I'll be needed in there just to help out Kieran Jack. But I did enjoy my time in there last year, but it won't be as permanent as last year, so I'll be more back in the half forward and helping Gary Rowan and Lewis Jetta, these guys, out around the half forward.
Benny, tell us about John Longmire. What's he like as a coach, as a man? Is he scared the hell out of you? All of those types of things?
Yeah. John's he's a terrific coach. You know, great. You know, in terms of his skills to teach players how he wants the game to go.
Great communicator.
Great communicator. Gets what he wants across. Definitely, you can be scared of him sometimes, but he is a big, gentle giant, though.
Does he tell gags or not?
He tries to, but
does everyone just give that
few little crickets in the background, but you have to laugh when the coach tells a joke, because otherwise, he's definitely, you know, he's a real family man, and family's obviously first, and footy, and you know, he's terrific for all the boys around the footy club.
Tell us about your motivation, your drive for footy. You've had, you know, this, obviously you changed clubs, you come here, been part of a successful team, but you were injured with the premiership.
Yep.
So how much is that burning inside of you still to get that success?
Yeah, look, it's something that doesn't, you know, it's can't get out of your mind, obviously 2012, but last year you had the opportunity to do something about it, and unfortunately personally didn't stand up or the team. So that's the 2012 is kind of, that's faded away. It's more about last year now in terms of the drive and trying to get back there to, you know, win a bit of pride back as well, as but also it'd be great to leave the game, you know, premiership player, and you know, all the work you put in is something that would be good to get rewarded for.
Just on that, the team of, can you still not believe how badly you played as a team in that game?
Yeah, but you know, you've got to give a lot of credit to Hawthorn. They forced us into playing that way, and you know, they were on, and we just were, yeah, I guess everyone saw how it played out. But you know, it is disappointing. It was a long summer. We've worked on the areas that we think that we needed to, you know, to get better, and we're continually driving those standards amongst the group to try and get back there and have another crack.
Benny, in Melbourne, there's been a lot of talk about Stuart Dew and the possibilities of him going on to be a senior coach, maybe at Carlton. Can you tell us a bit about him and, I guess, his influence on this group?
Yeah, Dewey's a great coach. He's obviously in midfield now with Josh Franku, and you know, he's got a good balance between, you know, being a coach and also being a mate to chat to, and all the boys love him. I'm sure if he does go down that path of wanting to be a head coach, he'll be very successful. I think he's got a good balance, you know, between been a pretty hard coach, and he knows the game pretty well, the modern game.
Does he get out on the track? Does he do a lot of running and all that sort of stuff on the
Not
track?
Not much running, just does barrels from the centre, and him and Lewis Jetta have
talk comps,
but... No, he's definitely not running around like not that he did much running in his day, but he's definitely not moving as well as he used to.
I saw a clip of the 2008, not that I really wanted to watch that one the other day, and I was still staggered to see a player playing AFL in the condition he was in, but geez, he was
done. He only needed 15 minutes. Yeah.
And have you got your phone on?
Phone's on, mate. It's on silent.
Yeah, so tell everyone the news, mate.
Yeah, well, we're about a week away from having my first baby, so yeah, we're... wife's at home now at the moment, so she's obviously got the phone on, and hopefully
she'll be listening to SEN, I'm sure.
She'll be tuned in, yeah.
Keep it on. Keep the phone on vibrate. Don't put it on the silent. Yeah,
tuned into the Kardashians.
Yeah. Great to have you with us. Good luck with that, most importantly. Yeah, everything on the family front. But, yeah, we want to see you out there again soon, and I'm sure we will. And,
thanks very much.
Swans are going well, so hopefully you'll get your dream sooner rather than later.
Thank you.
11:16 SEN. It's time for the Shizen Files.
We really appreciate a fingerprint insight into the whole thing. It's really interesting. Thanks so much.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
Put the foot down, Sardi. Does 1-2, gets it back. He doesn't know what he's doing. Zigging, zagging, gave it off to Prestia, who went Wolfgar.
That is complete shite.
The Shizen Files.
He's a fantastic young kid, has a crack, he's got great skills, good decision maker, and he's a good gymnasium.
Gymnast.
That is complete shite. The Shizen Files.
Gathered around the box here at the SCG, the crowd too, because they want to hear through our speakers some of the best offerings from the weekend footy, and it's all with thanks to the Savoy Tavern. And here's your host, Cameron Mooney.
Thank you very much, Anthony. And straight away, we're going to see how you dobbed in our great man, our great friend, Matty G, who was reading a little bit of Sports Central this week.
On a new career.
In the news coming up at midday, an interim report into the Fiskville Training Centre tabled in State Parliament, and the road toll climbs following an accident.
How'd that one go, Matty?
Well, you know the old saying about a bad tradesman always blames his tools. I'm going to blame my tools. So I'm a bad tradesman and I blame my tools.
Did the computer just freeze up?
Just
when
freeze.
You
had nothing.
I was driving and listening, and I was hoping you would have stuffed it for a third time, Matty, but two was still pretty good.
Oh, now this one's Marco. Now, if you want to sound like you know what you're talking about when it comes to the Melbourne Storm, at least know who you're talking to.
Do you think it's any coincidence that the guys that are the stars of the Melbourne Storm look more like our guys? Like Cameron Smith... He looks more like an accountant. In fact, they say he's got an accountant's body. Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk, like these big name guys, and even the coach, Greg Bellamy.
Greg, fantastic. All right, our saying goes with Patrick Smith now. He likes to give his gibberish of the week. Now, if you're going to give it, make sure you get the name right.
Gibberish of the week. Well, yes, Kevin, we had a rush of contenders on all the footy shows yesterday when those who chose to go in and defend... The tackle by Bryce Gibson.
So they're contenders?
They were contenders.
Gibbo. Yeah, Gibbo. Doing well there, Paddy. Andy Marr with some award-winning commentary from last
week. Gittell! Another chance at it. Could take that. What? Got a chance at the top of the goal square. Tyson runs into the goal line and hammers it through.
Do that one again, please.
Gittell! Another chance at it. Could take that. What? Got a chance at the top of the goal square. Tyson...
Didn't want to finish a word off then, Murray.
Yeah, subtitles with that one.
All right, now, Hutto, this is from you last Friday night with Josh Kennedy. How many goals did he kick?
From the 50. This is a huge kick with the Eagles leading by 11. It's online for the moment and it stays there. Josh Kennedy converts three terrific goals to start this third quarter. Two of them from the boot of Josh Kennedy.
What's going on there? You've edited that, haven't
No, not at all. Now, this is another piece of calling gold, Hutto.
Lacroix kicks the half forward, and here goes Natanui. You can't stop him, but they did restrain him a little bit.
Bruce, now, this is myself. There's not a shies without putting myself in here. From last Friday night with the Natanui must have heard.
Cripps onto the boot. He's kicked the goal.
Well, I reckon if Natanui didn't hear,
he must have, because that effort there was brilliant.
Yeah. Well, that's what...
Such an idiot.
Didn't we just play that again?
No. Grips onto the boot. He's kicked the goal.
Well, I reckon if Nat knew he didn't hear you, he must have, because that effort there was brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, that's good comment, you idiot. All right, now, Phil Walsh with this masterpiece, Van Gogh.
Great art comes out of a level of frustration. And when I was in Amsterdam, I did go to Van Gogh's museum. And I'm not an art critic. There's a man with great frustration. And I looked at that painting, Sunflower, and for a bogan from Hamilton, like myself, I could actually see beauty in that frustration. So although our fans are frustrated, we're frustrated, we like to think there's some masterpieces still to be painted this year.
Yeah. It was very left of centre there.
I
it was
like
deep.
It.
From
it was
deep, them. Filthy.
Very deep.
Now, which does remind me a little bit of something from 2012.
I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team. We're a bunch of unique individuals. Malthouse, Harley, Zemplis, McLaughlin and myself. We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts. We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts and even our energy. And to speak from your heart, you need to have courage. You need to be honest and authentic. We're not always going to get it right, and sometimes you're not going to agree with us. But that's okay, because just like you, we care. Just like you, we're passionate about the game. So if you want to come along for the ride, join us on Saturday Arvos, because we just love the footy.
Oh. That was some tripe, wasn't it? Oh, God. Wow. And just because we're in retro
I've
mode...
I've got to say, that the Shizen's...
That was started the,
that
on the
was
back
the
of that.
First week of the Shizen's that, and it's been hard to top over the years.
Well, between that one, I reckon, I think Mac is almost one of the great ones as well. And just because we're in retro mode, I couldn't resist this one from 2013.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Lee Fook and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed.
Bang Ding Ao. And of course, before we finish off the sizes for this weekend, the leader in the clubhouse so far.
I think the decision, the process, like from a pure football situation, on the decision that he made, the situation, the position on the field, the opposition player, where he was situated, where the ball was, where the angle he was coming from, I can understand entirely from a football perspective how that was. That would have had very little malice and was all about trying to come back and win the ball and defend.
No wonder he won't come on the coach's box.
No, he's definitely coming on in the coming weeks.
He's coming?
Well, we think so. He is, yeah, right. Definitely confirmed. Let's find out what's going on with the Tigers downstairs with thanks to Supergroups. Matty Granlund's got one of the assistants to Damien Hardwick.
Thank you, guys. Got Ben Rutten with me. Ben, last week it was such a high after the Fremantle victory. What happened last week?
Yeah, that's right. It was, I suppose, the last sort of four weeks before that where we had some good consistency and, yeah, we were expecting that to continue. But, you know, West Coast were really good defensively as a combined unit. And, yeah, our skill errors were down, but it was also due to a bit of their pressure as well. So we were pretty disappointed with the way we played. And, you know, the scoreboard probably flattered us a little bit in the end.
You got a good interstate record, though. You've won 12 of your last 16. I think you've won 3 of 4 this year. What makes you travel well?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a good chance for us to get away as a group and, you know, spend some time with each other. And, you know, I suppose when you come to other people, another state, and there's not many fans for you, I suppose it just galvanised the group a little bit. And, yeah, we have had a good record and we have enjoyed coming over. So let's hope we can do the same today.
Buddy and Alex Rance, it's going to be a cracking matchup tonight. What makes him such a good matchup for Buddy, do you think?
Oh, look, I think athletically, I mean, Alex is probably, you know, as good an athlete as Buddy. I mean, Buddy's probably a little bit taller, but, you know, I suppose they match up on each other really well. And, yeah, it's going to be a great spectacle to, you know, for everyone to see tonight. And let's hope it's a great contest, but, yeah, I bet Alex and the Tigers get the points.
What do you do about Dan Hannanbury? He's been in an amazing form. I think he's averaging 30 possessions. He pushes out onto the wings as well. Do you send like an Ellis to him? Do you go a bit bigger with maybe a Caden McIntosh? What's your plans for Dan Hannanbury?
Yeah, look, we've got those couple of options, but I mean, it's a little bit unfair to isolate Hannanbury and Buddy as well. I mean, they've got stars on every line, and you know, it's the same against Buddy as it is against Hannanbury. It's a real team responsibility, and you know, we rely on everyone to contribute to be able to get over the top of those guys.
And Parker's another one, and he's so dangerous too when he goes forward.
That's right, Parker, and yeah, Jetta's a real ball user. I think the week before the bye against North, he might have had 22 handball receives. So they're really keen to get the ball in his hands because he's such a good decision maker and ball user. And yeah, he's another one along with McVay, and you can go on and on with their list. So team responsibility is going to be the main focus for us.
Well, let's hope for another cracking contest. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.